in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
So we're trying to find young students that absolutely understand personally, not even on a global scale, what the environmental crisis is currently. So that's the entry question. It's not that they have to be the teacher's pet or the favorite student or the duck student or the Witzeladorum. They do not have to be in any profile that would be expected for these students to win the opportunity. 5 students each year from across the country enter or get selected from all the entries. And then we take them in December, usually late December or middle of January. We fly from Cape Town. We fly to a place called Novo, which is a runway that we've been using for 22 years. We host them in a little place, very, very strangely enough, called Oasis. But we spend a week there on a journey of a lifetime.
One will only imagine what a pioneering explorer like Rian Manser will have in store for these students. Take me through what their week journey will be like.
Yeah, I think they don't have to be nervous. I think the competition is open to all-bodied people. So we're not looking for, again, a triathlete or a fitness person. And also, we're not going to be putting you into any dangerous situations that we can't manage. As an explorer, I have always felt that travel sometimes is the common denominator in any conversation, whether it be a 95-year-old that flew warplanes in World War II or a 10-year-old that just loves the idea of going to the nearest beach. So the activities that we have available for them in Antarctica are varied. It also gives them then an understanding of this geography and the reality of it that they've only seen in books. We also take them on an incredible flight over Antarctica, but what has always blown these students away is when they actually see the continental ice shelf actually ending, and those blocks of ice that are sometimes the size of Manhattan, the size of city blocks that sprinkle and litter the sea that they're looking down on.
You have seen the degradation of the planet firsthand in many parts of the world. Why do you feel so strongly about this program and what it needs to deliver, especially to Matrix?
My ethos, I think always, Felicia, has been that I'm trying to bring it home. You know, I started my original journey 20-odd years ago, the trip around Africa, and when people sometimes ask, you know, what was that motivation? I can tell you the core value was that I am African. I come from here. I can speak about this with authority. And when I say this, I'm talking about everything that makes our landscape, politically, socioeconomic landscape, all of those things I'm qualified to speak about. And I mean, I've traveled to beautiful places. Over the years, I've always wondered, how do I get this story out there? I've had the support. And now, we're the only civilian project globally that takes these students to Antarctica every single year. The only project. And little South Africa is doing it.
Newsbreak. Lotus FM. Powered by SABC News.